Thanks, Luisa. So what I want to look at is wind power. People have been using wind power in different ways for thousands of years. And it's actually one of the most efficient ways of generating electricity. The main problem is the belief that wind power is too unreliable. The wind doesn't blow all the time. It blows at different speeds, in different directions. You don't know when it's going to blow. You can't rely on it. There are other concerns too. Large groups of wind turbines change the landscape. They're a danger to birds. But unreliability is the main concern. Where the wind turbines are located is important, obviously. For example, offshore wind farms, in other words, in the sea, often have a more reliable supply of wind. But what is really important is to connect wind farms together in a larger network. This is the real solution to making wind energy reliable. We need to connect the wind farms in all the different locations to a national grid, a national energy network that can store and distribute electricity efficiently across the whole region. It has been argued by some researchers that as much as 30% of our total energy needs could be met by wind power, with the right structure. So, as Andrews and Jelly say in their book, Energy Science, if we can improve storage and distribution methods, then wind energy could make a significant contribution to the supply of carbon-free electricity. Okay, so I'll hand over to Chris for the last part.